Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, what a great idea that is. This is a live program. I am back from Israel, so you can call me about whatever it is that's on your mind, and all you have to do is call 855-99-37569, which is the same as 855-99-DR-JOY. And should either of those vaguely escape your memory banks, just check out drjoy.com, and it will all be there. So I think it's in the upper right-hand corner, as I recall. So it's all there. All right, so I actually was back live on the air yesterday, as those of you who listen to the program religiously, bless your little peepicking hearts, know. But we had we just had a huge number of phone calls yesterday, which was great, which meant, though, if you were calling yesterday, you were getting a busy signal for basically all but about the last half hour of the program, which I know can be kind of frustrating, especially when you're thinking, okay, I finally got my nerve up. I'm going to call her today. Oops. So today should be a little quieter just because we talked to everybody in the universe yesterday. So if you were getting a busy signal yesterday and feel like you'd like to chat with me, today is probably not a bad day to do that. 855-99-37569. So I thought I would do today what I was my intent to do yesterday, but as I said, we have a priority around here, which is your phone calls before everything. So today I thought I would tell you a little bit about my trip. You know, I really am not crazy about people who talk about their vacation because I think, well, I wasn't there, what do I care? But this one was kind of a little different. And I told Manny when he gets tired of listening to this and his eyeballs are rolling back in his head, just to kind of, give me a high sign or a low sign or something, or just, I suppose, shut off my mic is the obvious thing to do. I cry easily, but... So here's the deal. As I mentioned before I left, I got a phone call about, I guess, just about a month ago. And from Mike Harrison, who is the editor-in-chief of Talkers Magazine, and he said, how would you like to go to Israel? And I said... okay. He said, have you ever been? And I said, no. He said, well, the Prime Minister's office would like you to come as their guest. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. So I said, yes. As I mentioned, I called my mother and said, I'm going to Israel. And she said, I don't want you to go. And I said, why not? And she said, it's too dangerous. And I said, Mom, first of all, and second of all, you know, for that like 10 days, I'm going to be the safest woman on the planet. Nobody wants me sort of as a victim of anything. So off I went, and I will tell you the only downside of the whole thing was that I didn't sleep for 10 days. I mean, I literally got a maybe maximum of 2 hours sleep a night, and I'm not sure exactly why it was. I left at I was supposed to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning, which I always thought was a little bizarre. But they said, "Oh no, it's great. Everybody sleeps." Well, it turns out I don't sleep on planes. I don't think I ever have, but I certainly didn't in this particular case. So I get into Tel Aviv. I basically left on Sunday night, Monday morning. I was supposed to leave at 3 and left about 4:30 because there was a delay, which is exactly what you want to have happen in the middle of the night. Not. And you get into Tel Aviv at about 8 o'clock the following night. The following night. So, well, technically it's Monday morning, so you get in Monday night. But it sort of feels like you leave Sunday and get in Monday. And here... That was probably the only, it wasn't scary, it was just kind of disconcerting, as I realized I'm in a country where I don't speak the language, I really don't know a soul, and there, somebody was supposed to meet me, and it was not terribly clear where they were supposed to meet me, and I swear to you, there were 1,500 people at customs, and I thought, well, you know, and I was just about to sort of send an email to somebody saying, I'm here, I have no idea, there's nobody here. And sure enough, there's a little sign that says Joy Brown. And I thought, oh, and they spelled Brown right, so I knew I was in the right place. And they drove me to Jerusalem, which is about an hour from Tel Aviv. And so I get to this really lovely hotel, and I'm checked in. And it's now about 10 o'clock at night in Jerusalem. And I have no idea what time it is in terms of my body or anything else. All I know is I haven't slept for a couple of days. So I go to the room, and I couldn't sleep. So I have a little balcony, and the hotel is right in... First of all, let me just tell you one thing about Jerusalem in general. They made it a restriction that anything built in Jerusalem has to be made of limestone, which is the primary building material, which I recognize from my archaeology dig. So everything in Israel looks the same, which is fantastic. I'm thinking about a city where everything, even the new stuff, which is built basically in an angular way, looks exactly like something that's been there for 2,000 years. So the past in Jerusalem is alive, as opposed to, I've been in Rome, and I've been, you know, I've been all over Europe, and I've been in Greece, and there the past is either it's maybe integrated in that there's something old next to something new, but it's quite obvious which is old and which is new. In Jerusalem, that's not the case. If you're just looking quickly, and there's some pictures. I think, Manny, there are pictures on the website, right? I tried to tweet them, and apparently I did not do a great job of it, so we'll sort that out. But if you look at the pictures. The whole city looks it's very uniform visually, which is a very cool thing, because the past really is there. So you've got something that's basically 2,000 years old that looks visually, especially at first blush, exactly like something was built 5 years ago, which is a great idea. And you have to remember, Jerusalem is a city that is sacred to Muslims, Christians, and Jews, and all within about maybe a 4-block area. So it's an enormously intense place. So here I am in this wonderful hotel in the old city, or just outside the old city, and I can't sleep. And so I go down my little balcony, and I look up at the stars, and I think, these are the same stars that David, King Solomon, and Jesus all looked at various times. And I'm about 2 blocks from where they saw it, or maybe right here. So I thought, well, that's okay. So you're not going to sleep, so that's okay. And the next day I went to the Wailing Wall. Now understand, for those of you who listen to the program, you know that religion is not a priority with me. It really isn't. And really, to a certain extent, it never has been. So the idea of going to Israel, they said to me, what do you want to see? Religious sites, archaeological sites, historical sites, political stuff. And I said everything. And they did. I saw everything. So I went to the Wailing Wall and start crying. I mean, and understand, I have no connection to that whatsoever. And I have no idea to this moment. I mean, the same thing happened really every place I went. I went to the Church of the Sepulchre, and same thing happened. Basically, and I still don't know, I sort of had the feeling that everything bypassed my cortex, because it wasn't a religious experience per se, it was just an emotional experience. And I don't know if because there were so many people over the centuries who've come and felt the intensity of their religious conviction there, but for whatever it was just an enormously emotional experience. And the government treated me incredibly well. If you ever get a chance to go as the guest of the Prime Minister's office, definitely go. Because I had a private tour through the old city and through the tunnels, and I put a prayer at the Wailing Wall, and somebody actually recognized me. That's a bizarre thing, to be recognized in a tunnel in the old city of Jerusalem. I got to tell you, oh, Dr. Joy! Woo! But it's archaeologically it's fascinating. So I went to the old city, and they have something, Manny, you'd love this. They have something called the Dung Gate. I don't know why you single mania. And it's where you have to remember the old city was a fortress at one point.
Wait, what was it called?
Dung, D-U-N-G, like poop. Yeah, they dumped their garbage over the side, and I just said, why didn't they just call it Poop City? But it's actually called the Dung Gate.
Yeah.
And so basically you have the site of the original temple where the Ark of the Covenant was. And then Babylonians came and burned it. And nobody knows where the Ark of the Covenant was. Remember from Indiana Jones. But they think it may be buried there. Nobody knows. And then they built the second temple there. And, I mean, more when we return. Middle Bible Land Archaeology 101, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-37569. Alright, so my trip to Israel was just really an extraordinary experience. And I suspect a lot of you have already been there because, as I said, it's a holy site for all three major religions and has certainly been a source of conflict through the ages, which is too bad because basically I mean, in theory, religion should be the best of us and the most benign of us and the most loving of us. I know. But so anyway, so I went through the old city and the archaeological sites, and then I went to David's Palace, which was only discovered much later. And the idea being that that as you know, first of all, Jerusalem is a city of hills, which I guess I wasn't terribly aware of. Although if you sort of know about the Passion of Christ, I mean, obviously that there are hills involved, but it's really is a city of hills. And so I went to the Palace of David, which is an archaeological site. And then there's actually an archaeological dig going on in a parking lot, which is halfway between David's Palace and the site of the First and Second Temple. And, I mean, it's just, again, the past is present in Jerusalem. I went to the Knesset, and which is the parliament, basically. They said, who would you like to meet? And I said, Netanyahu. And they said, no. But it turns out, among other things, I got invited to a big gala reception for Michael Douglas, who turns out his father is Jewish, his mother was not, his wife is not Jewish, and his son wants to be bar mitzvahed, and he was given an award because it turns out that intermarriage is a very common phenomenon in every religion, but certainly in Judaism. And so they decided that Michael Douglas considers himself Jewish, even though technically he's not because his mother wasn't. So they had this big fancy reception, and I got invited to it at the last moment, and I said to somebody, look, I'd really love to go, but I don't have the clothes for it, because when they told me about doing this, I said, what's the dress code? And they said, casual and modest. And I said, is modest a Hebrew word? Because it's unknown in my vocabulary. So I ended up going and buying all these baggy clothes because, you know, modest. And so I didn't have anything. So I met this woman at the Holocaust Museum, and she said, are you going tomorrow night? And I said, well, yeah, in theory, but I don't think to wear. So she sent over three outfits to the hotel. And that, to me, in some ways, exemplified the experience. I mean, the people are so giving and so generous and so welcoming of strangers. And I was invited to a Sabbath dinner, and there were 50 soldiers there. And the soldiers in Israel, it's mandatory service, and with few exceptions, which I could tell you about, and they all have to carry their Uzis at all time. And I really never expected in my lifetime to say that I went to a dinner party and tripped over an Uzi, which I did. And these kids are 20 years old, and you know, in most of the world, if you have 20 year olds with guns, it's really dangerous and pathological. Here, it's peacekeeping, and it has a whole different meaning to it. I went to the Sea of Galilee and got to be in a wooden boat in much the same way that they have. There's at the museum there, which is the oldest kibbutz in Israel, they have the archaeological remains of a boat that's at least 2,000 years old. And clearly, recycling is part of what happens in ancient cities in general. Cities are built on top of each other, and my impression of that is that means you have to put in a foundation, but you also reuse materials. And this particular boat, which was built over clearly a number of years, has 12 different kinds of wood in it. And so some of them are not indigenous to Israel, so they had to import them. And there's actually a map with where the woods came from. And apparently a tourist several years ago said, well, you should have an example of each of the trees, which they now have. So each of the trees, each of the 12 different kinds of wood are represented there. I went to Jordan, the site of the baptism, and put my feet in the water. The Jordan River is very muddy, or at least it's not muddy, it's kind of brown, so it's kind of silty. I went to the Dead Sea, as what Jackie Mason says. I knew it when it was only sick. And Masada, climbed around Masada. I went to the Church of the Sepulchre, and again had enormously emotional experience. It turns out you get a little disoriented, or at least I get a little disoriented with no sleep and time changes and whatever. And I didn't realize we were there on a Sunday, so there was actually a religious service going on. And climbing around on in the old city, you can go up on the roofs of places and look out over the Mount of Olives. I did the Stations of the Cross. I mean, it was just one of the things that you learn, many of you know I was an archaeology dig in southern France at one point, and what you learn in France is, as a woman, that you shake hands with everybody, and but men will not offer their hand first. So as a woman, you offer your hand, and the men will shake hands with you. In Israel, it's exactly the opposite, because Orthodox Jewish men will not touch a woman who's not their wife. So you have to wait for them to extend their hand. And I actually would get into an elevator, and that an Orthodox Jewish man would not get into the elevator with me. Honestly, I was bathing. It was not that. And the food is what I went to a restaurant, I think called, I can't remember, I think it's called Eucalyptus. I couldn't remember if it's Euphrates or Eucalyptus. And I put the picture up on Twitter account. I know, I'll figure that out, I promise, this week. And the chef is very well known, and he serves only biblical food, only food that existed at the time of Christ, and with recipes. So there's and the food is my kind of food. It's a lot of grains. Hummus is everywhere. I swear to you, Israelis put hummus in their iced tea. It tastes very different than stuff here. We went when we went to Galilee, there was in Capernaum, there was this little literally shack. Literally by the side of the road, the best hummus you've ever had in your life. I mean, it's just the food there. And my last night, they said, well, where would you like to go? What was your favorite kind of food to eat? And I said, Israeli. And so we ended up going to this kind of little like joint, which is wonderful. Israelis, if you're ever going to be in Israel, Israelis do the best breakfast. I mean, I know English are considered to have the best breakfast in the world, but that's all heavy cholesterol-laden food, as far as I'm concerned. Israel, they do all these salads, like 15 different kinds of salads. They also do sweets. They have chocolate for breakfast, and they have cheesecake for breakfast, and carrot salads, and olives, and yogurt, and omelets, and salmon, and everything you can imagine. So it was really a trip of a lifetime. And what I'm going to play for you on Friday, because I am who I am, I said, you know, I'd like to meet with some things that are psychologically based. So I went to an Arab Israeli school, which is how do we learn to live in peace where there has been war here for 5,000 years? As I said, I went to the Holocaust Museum. I went to the Israeli Museum, which is huge, huge. You could take weeks and be there. I went to the Museum of Biblical History, which the collection isn't terrific because it was a private collection. But the understanding of biblical tales of how Abraham left Canaan and where he went and how he went, it's just an amazing experience to understand that this is where we all of our religions come from in some point, all of our understanding comes from, and also dealing with victims of terrorism, which is part of what we're going to do on It's Broken, Let's Fix It on Friday. Made the newspapers, got on the radio stations, had a terrific time. 855-993-7569. I'm back from Israel. I'm here live. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here indeed, and I will tell you, it's probably the only time I've ever put up something that I thought was completely venal on my part, and a little bit self-serving, is I put up on our Facebook page, tell me about your most unusual vacation or experience. But I, you know, and I'd love to hear about it, but I really put it up so I could justify my talking about mine. Cause it was really, it was, you know, I always anticipated it being really interesting because I knew enough about that part of the world and know enough about biblical history. And so, and I asked huge numbers of questions, which I'm sure they're really glad I left. But I didn't. I was not prepared for the emotional response, and I still, at this moment, of course, I'm still a little jet lagged. But and last night, of course, I've now been home like what? As of last night, I was home like maybe 24 hours. And my brother from San Francisco called and said, "I've got Yankees tickets. You want to go?" So off I went in the deluge. We had really a monsoon, and there were tornado warnings. So of course, being jet lagged, I go off to the Yankees game, which was rain delayed for an hour and a half. But it was still kind of fun. And there's a picture, a beautiful sunset at Yankee Stadium. And it was kind of an interesting game until the ninth inning. And the Philadelphia Phillies had two five-hit innings. One, I think, was the third or fourth inning, and the other was the ninth. So we lost. But fun to see my brother. But I still, at this moment, am not clear what the emotional response was, but it was certainly there. And the second time I went to the Wailing Wall, men and women are not allowed to be together. And there's actually, I put a picture up that there's actually a sign that says you have to dress modestly. There's that word again. But so the second time I went, I had the same response all over again. And there was this little three-year-old boy who was sitting behind me with his mom, who kind of kept patting me on the head the whole time. So, but it's a fascinating part of the world. And you understand how close everything is. I mean, Tel Aviv is like an hour away from Jerusalem. And Tel Aviv is a completely different story. Tel Aviv is the second most, the city most attributable to new apps for your computer after Silicon Valley. So it's a very modern city. It's a very hip city. Doesn't look at all like Jerusalem. But for the two of them to be an hour away from each other, centuries apart from each other in terms of all sorts of meaningful things. But I've told the story before that I was in Alaska and I was out on this spit of land and just had this enormous emotional response. And I didn't know anything about it. I mean, and so, you know, what the history was. And I asked somebody and they said that there had been three pitched battles where a total of 8,000 men had been killed in battle. So there's just something that intense emotions I kind of, without even being aware of it, it completely bypasses sort of that problem-solving part of myself. It just goes directly to the emotional part. And it was certainly true of this experience, which is perhaps the reason I did not sleep very much, at all. And I've never done that before. I mean, when I was in college, I would pull a couple of all-nighters. But, you know, that was a long time ago. Well, I have one other thing just to tell you, which maybe is a leftover from the visit. Of sort of feeling, look, these problems are ancient, but there's got to be a better solution because you can't be at war all the time. It's not healthy. It's not healthy for societies. It's not healthy for economies. It's not healthy for children. It's not healthy for anything. So I was on the train last night, and it was very crowded, and it was like 96 degrees. It was actually much harder in New York than it was. Except for one day in Israel. So there was this man with this huge thing on his back. It was like four or five times the size of a sleeping bag. And he kept bumping into people. And this one woman was ready to kill him. And then there's other guy who gets on with a backpack. And so the woman is saying, you know, stop leaning into me. And the other guy's saying, oh, there's no place for me to go. And so they're having a fight in this very confined space and a very hot day. And nobody was trying to do anybody any harm, but everybody was frazzled. And it's uncomfortable when you're that warm to get smacked by somebody. So I just sort of said, can I hold your backpack? And the guy looked at me like, and I said, look, I'm sitting. I'll just hold your backpack. And I did. And the women, it was really interesting. Sort of everybody smiled at me, and three women applauded me. So I thought, you know, we got to figure out ways to live together. We really do. It's just not profitable not to do it. So, 855-993-7569. But I was, you can hear, absolutely fascinated by the idea of the old and the new just being integrated. And if you ever get to be a city planner, and you're trying to preserve your past, make sure that all the architecture follows. You know, it doesn't have to be the same style. It just has to be the same material. There's also marble all over Jerusalem, which is not indigenous to Israel. It had to be imported. And you have to remember the Babylonians were there, the Syrians were there, Jordanians had Jerusalem until fairly recently. Romans were there. So, I mean, it's... And I'm convinced that the reason that... that really is the cradle of civilization. And one of the reasons, I think, is because when you have nomadic people, they wander around. And when you wander around, you sort of pick up stuff from hither and yon. Now, it was not always peaceable, and large amount of history was very bloody, but that sort of assimilation of cultures, of taking the best from societies and integrating them into what you know and take them on, I'm convinced. And if you look at the map of the Holy Land, a lot of the Bible stories become much clearer. So, and they find things like that stories that people thought were apocryphal. They find archaeological evidence, and all over they're always finding. Literally, the day that I was at one of the sites, they found some new stuff. So, fascinating part of the world. Encourage you to go, and if you can go as the guest of the Prime Minister's office, definitely do that as well. All righty, 855-993-7569. Today is a National Praline Day. Which I pointed out to Manny. I said, have you ever had a praline? And he said, no, because he's allergic to nuts, which praline is basically brown sugar and pecans. And they are so sweet because it's just sugar and nuts. They're so sweet that they will rot your fillings, which, of course, doesn't stop me from eating them at all. But they, as far as I know, pralines were probably invented, I think, in New Orleans. That's at least where I had it. When you go to New Orleans, it's one of the things you bring back as little pecan patties, which are really just pralines. So there you go. I think this is also National I'm Glad I'm a Dentist Day when it's Praline Day, because they are two are irrevocably related. All right, I'm kidding about that. Okay, 1497 on this day. Oh, I must tell you, I forgot to tell you, that yesterday we talked about in history that was the day that Babe Ruth slugged the umpire, because it turns out he was pitching in Boston. It's when he was still a pitcher. And he walked a batter, and he thought the second and fourth pitches were strikes. And so he yelled at the umpire, and Babe Ruth was not known for being Mr. Charm. And the umpire said, settle down, cut it out, or I'm going to throw you out of the game. And so he threw him out of the game, and so Babe Ruth punched him and then did get thrown out of the game. And the guy who followed him pitched a no-hitter. So there you go. But I got to tell you how impressed everybody was at the ball game last night that I knew that. They said, how did you know that? And I said, well, there's this mystical place that you go to called a Manny. And he will tell you all this stuff. So without even knowing about it, you were a hero last night. But, you know, there are all these guys who sort of have this arcane wisdom about baseball. In 1931 at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when the sun was in, you know, they know all this weird stuff, but I knew the weirdest.
Yeah.
So Babe Ruth in Boston. I said, yeah, it's a pitcher. Or anything else. Okay, 1497, John Cabot lands in America, Newfoundland, leading the first European exploration of the region since the Vikings. Dun, dun, dun. In 1509, which is a mere, 12 years later, is that right? Yeah. Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon are crowned King and Queen of England. Catherine was first, remember? Then we get Anne of a Thousand Days. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Catherine was after. Catherine was Anne's handmaiden. Who was the first one? I'm trying to remember. Who was his first wife?
I don't remember. I think that was another day in history.
I think it may have been another Catherine. But Catherine of Aragon, I think, followed Anne. She was Anne Boleyn's, one of the handmaidens of that she flirted after Anne lost her head.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Pickford became the first female star to sign a $1 million contract in 1916. That's serious money.
Yeah, back then, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's not exactly chicken feed now.
Yeah.
In 1918, the first airmail service to Canada from Montreal to Toronto. And the letter arrived yesterday. No, I'm kidding. I'm not, folks, don't send me emails. Please don't do that. We have the same problem here. And the first widely reported UFO sighting near Mount Rainier in Washington, 1947. Still going on today. Hopalong Cassidy in 1949, William Boyd. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
From the makers of Rocket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Rocket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at RocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. RocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-99-375-69. All right, to finish up today in the history, just because, as you know, I mean, especially having been in Israel, but even before that, that we are our past as well. We are our memories. We are the lessons that we've learned or haven't learned. And the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that obscenity is not protected by the First Amendment. In 1957, I think that was community standards. Is that the one they said that that we all know? It's one of my favorite stories. But I think it was a little later than this one. When I lived in Massachusetts, my office was near a kind of mini shopping mall, and they had a movie theater there. And the movie theater used to show basically X-rated films. I mean, it's a little suburban community. And it was a little suburban mall, so I think people would go and, like, get Chinese food and then go on Saturday night to the X-rated movies. And they weren't, it wasn't porn per se. It's kind of racy stuff. Maybe there was actually some R-rated stuff. I don't know. I never went there. And so somebody picketed at that and said, no, community standards, obscene, can't do it. So they closed the movie theater. And it used to be that you couldn't go to that. It was worth your life not to go to that movie theater on a Saturday night, because all these little suburban couples would have gone to see this kind of raunchy stuff and then, you know, race to their cars to get home to get it on, you know, before the feelings wore off. So it was sort of the kind of cute little joke that everybody had. Some group just got into their head that this was not appropriate. And they were very careful. There were never any kids, and it was, you know. At any rate, they decided that it was not appropriate for the community, and so they closed it down and started showing PG films, and within 3 months, the thing had gone out of business, so, which always seemed, I don't know, somehow vaguely weird, but that was kind of the little morality tale of people being a little bit hypocritical about what was really going on. At any rate, so obscenity is not protected by the First Amendment. In 2004, a capital punishment in New York was declared unconstitutional. In 2010, did you know about this, that John Eisner defeated Nicholas Mahut of Wimbledon?
Yeah, Wimbledon.
Right.
Yep,
do you know how long the match went?
The match, well, the fifth set, I remember the fifth set went 138 games, I think.
Yeah, it went 11 hours and 5 minutes.
Yeah, course of like 3 days they had to play the match. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
And 183 games.
Yep, 183 games total, and the fifth set was 138 games in itself.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which is 113 minutes is just under 2 hours.
Yeah.
So it's a long. I mean, I think it's just it's a war of attrition at that moment.
Yeah.
Also in 2010, Julia Gillard assumed office as the first female Prime Minister of Australia, which is probably more of an achievement than it appears, in that Australia is not known for being particularly liberated toward women. Right? So there you go. So an interesting day in history. Not nearly as interesting as yesterday. And again, Manny and I were the hero at the ball game last night, because especially during a rain delay, being able to say, did you know in history this is the day that Babe Ruth slugged the umpire? So that was pretty good. The same storm that I mentioned. As I said, my brother called and said, you want to go to the game? And I said, sure. So I walk out of my place, and literally the skies open up. Literally, it was a monsoon. And most people I knew was, I'd looked at the forecast, and I actually had Googled whether or not you're allowed to have an umbrella in Yankee Stadium. And it turns out you are, unless you can't have a golf umbrella, you can't have an oversized umbrella, but you can have a small one. And unless somebody complains that you're obscuring their sight line, and then you have to take it down. So I had a fairly small umbrella, and I walk out my door, and literally the heavens open up. And within maybe, by the time it took me to, you know, 4 or 5 minutes to walk to the subway, there was literally an inch of rainwater on the ground. So,
wow.
As I said, the game was delayed for an hour and a half. They put, apparently it's not only the tarps, because they've always had tarps, but they have drains apparently in the field as well. So, and then it turned out to be a really nice night, although there were predictions of tornadoes. But it was, I mean, Mother Nature, whenever they say that you're going to have 100% chance of rain, and then an hour later none, and then another 100% an hour after that, that means passing squalls, which means you're going to get nailed. So, in other sort of stormy news, there's an article today that says federal agencies are wide open to hackers and cyber spies. Well, I think we've already found that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a study yesterday. There was something that Manny had sent me yesterday, which made me really excited. Except when I read the article, it made me really unhappy, because it said that garlic is you know, we know that it keeps vampires away. Will it keep mosquitoes away? And I thought, finally, because, you know, I love having the windows open, and I can't do it in the summer because mosquitoes come and have all you can eat on me. And so I said, well, great, all I have to do is eat some garlic, and I'll be fine. And it turns out the article says that if you spray mosquitoes with garlic, that it kills them. But there's no indication that eating garlic will do anything other than sort of season the meat. So that was kind of a disappointment, but I suppose I can learn to live with that. And the other article, which I had misread as you are what you eat, it's you are when you eat, which I have been maintaining for years, that if I can get most of my calories in my body before about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that I can keep my weight under much better control, that any kind of snacking. And, there, you know, over the years, people have different theories about how to eat and how to lose weight. And one of them has been that it's the total number of calories. It doesn't make any difference how many, how you get them, or when you eat them. It's just total number of calories. Calories in, calories out. And I've maintained for a long time that when I eat most of my calories before late afternoon, that I'm much better than if I eat, like, dinner. Because around here, people think it's really cool to eat dinner. Like, are you ready for this? After the theater? I'm thinking, are you kidding? At 10:30 at night? Or even 8 o'clock? I mean, people, I'm considered a barbarian because I like to eat as early as possible. And, like, 5:30 is pushing it for me. But there's a new study out that says, that I'm right. That the later you eat, the worse shape you're going to, the harder it is. And it's logical as far as I'm concerned, is if you eat late, you have less time to burn off the calories before you sort of go into sleep mode and your metabolism slows down. So, and the idea being that there was the deal of instead of eating three big meals, that you eat a whole bunch of little ones. And that turns out to be, you have to be a little more careful about that. They're now saying that fasting, that if you can go 12 to 15 hours without food, then your body, the original idea was that your body would actually shut down, that you would lower your metabolism significantly enough so that when you start eating, that you're not going to be as efficient. So I think basically, eat less, work out more, and understand gravity is not our friend. Right? 855-99 Dr. Joy. Good time to get in touch with me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.